So you playing nose, you playing both? What are they doing with this?
I'm playing both. I got a lot of work at tackle, though. I'm loving the outside, just playing outside and stuff like that. Then I dropped about 10 pounds, but I'm like the strongest and fastest I've ever been. So that's great. And I was going at nose today, which is second nature. So that was cool, too. So wherever they put me, I can work at it.
You like one better than the other?
I mean, of course you like the outside because, you know, you're freelancing and, you know, that's what stars are made at the outside. You know, the guys on the inside, we just the workhorses. But I love both, like, whatever helps the team, you know.
Having a season of experience behind you, what, you know, how has that helped you this spring?
Oh, man, I've gotten so much better with my assignments and knowing what I'm doing. Like, I understand the system. Like, I don't have to think too much. I can go play fast as I want to play now. And just getting stronger, you know, just getting a spring under me, you know. Like, last fall I was strong, but I was nowhere near where I'm at right now, speed-wise and mentally toughness, you know.
What have the last 8-9 months been like for you since you've been here?
Oh, man, it's ups, downs, wanting to cry, I'm just, all type of things, because football is a mental sport. You know, it's physical, but it's all about this. And this wanting to be my best, and sometimes you don't do your best one day, so, and then you do your best the next day, and you just try to keep that consistency. So that's what it's all, you know, been for me 9 months, is trying to keep that consistency.
Is the spring game a chance for you to kind of prove that you've worked on that consistency?
Oh, you know what? The spring game is the fun time for us, I guess. Like, our scrimmages, our close scrimmages and stuff like that, it's a chance for us to prove ourselves to our coaches. Then, you know, you go to the spring game, you do your job, but mostly it's for the fans to see what you've learned, you know, over the time you were, you know, in spring.
What do you think of the time that you were able to get on the field? What were you expecting kind of coming in? And as far as playing time wise, how do you think you did? And just
when I got in, it was more of Jesus take the wheel. I didn't really know what was going on, like, per se. Like, I was just feeling my way through the whole season. And, you know, just to go as far as we went, that was past my wildest dreams. I would have never thought, oh, I'm in the Fiesta Bowl. And, you know, last year I didn't live up to my standards, you know. I don't know what standards everyone else had for me, but I ain't live up to my standards. And my whole thing was, if I get a year under my belt, and the next time I step on that field, everybody's gonna know my name. It's because I'm coming. Right? And just having this 1 year under my belt, and, you know, actually getting to be around the guys longer than I was, because I just came in the summer, so I didn't get time to bond with the guys and understand who I'm playing next to. Now it's more personal. I know who I'm playing next to, and I'm not going to bust this play because I know that I need to help. I do this for this guy next to me because I know him. We've been around each other for a year or so. So that was the biggest thing for me.
How big is this year for you, though, to go out there this year and kind of maybe make more of an impact on the field?
It's really, really big for me. Like, playing football is my dream, and of course every guy wants to go to the next level, but I don't want our team to be just, you know, we won the Fiesta Bowl last year. I want to go past the Fiesta Bowl. We're looking for national championship. We're looking for the top of the top of the top. You know what I mean? The Fiesta Bowl wasn't good enough. Like, that's how I'm going on the field this year. Like, that's what I'm going to, what the mindset was. The Fiesta Bowl wasn't good enough. We can do better than that, because we could have been better than that. When, you know, we don't lose two games, we're probably in the talk. You never know. You know what I mean? So that's my mindset, is doing better than the Fiesta Bowl.
What did you learn about football playing last year that you bring into spring ball this year that you didn't know about it before?
Oh, man. That speed kills and consistency is the key. You know, like, that's the biggest thing I've learned, is consistency is the key. All right. You know, you do right one play, that's good. But when you get to the fourth quarter, it's about who's going to do right when you're tired. Who's going to be consistent enough to get their job done when they're tired? You know, and that's the biggest thing I learned, is to fight when the bullet's flying. That was one of my biggest things. And bullet flying mean, you know, when you're dog tired. And that's my biggest thing that I had to work on, you know. Running to the ball is great, but when the bullet's flying, can you think? And that's what I worried about a lot, and that's what I learned.
Didn't play as much late in the season, the last couple of games, mm-hmm. as you did early in the season. What was holding you back at that point? Was that frustrating at all?
it was frustrating, but I also understood. I would want the guys that, you know, that a coach could depend on every single down on the field. I didn't take no offense to that. You know, like, I was happy just to be at the Fiesta Bowl. That was like a dream come true. Like, I was there. Like, I was, I made a couple of plays and things like that. But other than that, man, I would rather the guys who the coaches trust and they know what they're doing. You know what I mean? But this year is going to be a little different. Like, I'm going to know what I'm doing, too, and I'm going to be doing it to the best of my ability.
There was a lot of talk, obviously, about your past when you got here last year and stuff. I mean, your journey. Now that you've been here a year, are you hoping that this year maybe people talk about you for your play on the field maybe?
Yeah. I've been taking it, you know, what happened to me, and I'm very grateful for what Boise done for me and Boise State done for me, but it's about football now. Like, the story's over. Like, I'm out of that situation. I'm here. I'm living. I'm enjoying myself. And now I just want people to understand that I can ball.
Your name has come up a little bit lately because of a similar situation at Baylor. I don't know how closely it was, but have you paid attention to that at all?
Yeah. I was, in my mind, I know what I was thinking in my mind. Like, I misunderstood that. The differences between me and him, which even more so that, you know, I guess he's a walk-on. That's what I was thinking. But besides that, I try to not to go too deep into, you know, and, you know, bring up my differences and everything. You know, I feel they should help him. That's just me, because they did the same for me. I feel they should help them too. But, you know, they have their thing and they do what they do. So I hope they help the guy, because I believe that any child that's having a problem with, you know, they're just kids. They're 20-something, but we just kids, you know, at that point, and we're just trying to get our life going. Like, he got an academic scholarship, but that's not going to pay for, you know, housing and things like that. And if a friend wants to help, I just don't understand what's the problem with, you know, sleeping on someone's couch. It's better than sleeping outside, you know, and I guess he asked for help, and he got help. My thing was, I didn't ask for help because I was scared. And I guess he asked for help, and he got help, but it didn't work out for him.
What's Coach Caldwell been working with you on the most?
Again, consistency. Like, that's all I've been working on. And, you know, knowing that I know what's going on, you know. Like, I know this play. I know the formations. I know what's going on. I know what to do in this situation. And doing it full speed every time. That's what I've been working on, and that's what he's been working on with me. And I think I've gotten way better at that out of this spring and, you know, working my way up to, you know, show these coaches that when it comes down to when it's 4th and inches, throw me in the game and I'll make a play.
So much depth on the line. How much are you guys able to push each other and make each other better? Man,
it's crazy how much depth we have, but it's so interchangeable, though. Like, everybody can play. You can play tackle, you can play nose, you can play 4-eye. Everybody can play these different positions. It's no different. And then, you know, with that kind of depth, you can just make so many packages, you know. Like, well, we have our heavy, we have our speed, we can mix it up. And everybody just, the competition is ridiculous, you know. Like, everybody is trying to whoop everybody's behind, especially the offensive line is getting better because they got to go through 4 sets of D linemen that all are big and they're strong and they're fast. And obviously, when it comes to game time, I feel like, you know, we helped each other out because the O-line is going to be able to handle whoever they get in front of, because they went against us for a whole spring and the summer, you know.